based on the novel by Gillian Flynn and directed by the ever-too-talented David Fincher, Gone Girl is essentially a film about a marriage. At its center, this film focuses on the two main characters portrayed by Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike. Now, both of them are phenomenal, both are excellent in different ways, and both portray either, depending on how you look at it, tropes of a married couple, stereotypes, this sort of, how do you say, image and perception we perceive either of a happy couple or of an unhappy couple or the worst of both. What makes this film so fantastic and so great is that it takes its source material, which I think is a bit on the melodramatic, trashy side, and makes it excellent, makes it a great movie that has a lot more to say than just a mystery tale. Not to say the book wouldn't do that either, but as a film, and as in another director's hands, this film could have been a disaster. It could have been mediocre, at best. And the film was also very funny, and a buddy of mine sees it as a satire, and depending on how you look at it, satire or just dark movie with some comedy, it's definitely a funny movie, which took me by surprise. I expected a serious movie that had no comedy whatsoever, and then I was pleasantly surprised that it had a lot of comedy. Maybe a little similar to The Social Network, which is also pretty hilarious, but with Gone Girl, I expected zero, not even like a little bit of comedy. But this film was very funny, and that is a big part of it, or else the movie might be unintentionally funny. And it could work that way too, but unintentionally funny would mean it's bad or it's trying to do something. Everything Gone Girl works is what I'm trying to get to. The comedy, the serious moments, the shocking moments, because those do happen. And the acting is, everything just comes together. And I'm glad to see that it works. It has a lot to say. It was on my mind for like days. Still is. Soundtrack is phenomenal. Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross. And while it's not The Social Network or anything like that, but for what it is, it's an excellent example of Fincher, you know, at his finest.